Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It is Point of View. My name is Pimela Mutine. Coming up on the show, unfortunately, we're leading with a story that is not very good. And this is the story of linen at Bara Hospital. Chris Hani Bara Gwynedd Hospital has not had linen for some days now, unfortunately, because their laundromat is not working. And that actually affects not just Chris Bara Gwynedd Hospital, Chris Hani Bara Gwynedd Hospital. It affects other facilities around the vicinity, clinics around Soweto, and the list goes on. We're going to be speaking to Denosa in a short while, but also DA Shadow MEC for Health. We've requested Gauteng Health to also speak to us. They've given us a statement. They will not be coming through anymore. They have said, well, the statement should suffice. So we'll talk to the statement as well. The UN chief is in town, and he's here really just setting up the scene as we are about to be the president of the G20. President Ramaphosa will be taking over that role. So you do have Antonio Guterres here, and we'll listen into what he had to say a little bit earlier on. We still are going to be going to Mozambique because things are very, very tense in Mozambique. And unfortunately, what we're hearing about just what's happening with the truckers on the road there is unacceptable. So they are, I suppose, they've been there for the past 24 hours, maybe 48 hours at most for some of them. They've run out of SNT. That's money that they would have been given by companies to, you know, buy food and the like. That money has run out. They feel insecure. They are unsafe. They're getting robbed. So we want to speak to the union and get a sense of exactly what's going on there, and try and get a better understanding as to, you know, what is there a solution? Is there a diplomatic solution? Because clearly something's got to give. We are going to be speaking to Ntabiseng Dubazana, as usual, on a Wednesday. So she's going to be here. And of course, as you know, you can call in 086-000-00959. You can also send a voice note for all your legal questions. So Nursing Union Denosa has raised alarms over poor hygiene conditions at Chris Hani Bara Gwynedd Hospital, blaming an ongoing linen shortage allegedly caused by malfunctioning laundry equipment. Yandisa Zungula is Denosa Johannesburg Regional Chairperson on the line with us this evening. A very good evening, Mr. Zungula, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to the listeners. Thank you for having us this evening.
Nurses have been raising concerns, of late, and of course also reached out to you as a union to say, please help us speak to somebody. We've got a crisis. How long has this crisis been ongoing for?
The crisis level started around November, when all the machines ceased to function. But sometime beginning of the year, when we engaged with management, we discovered that sometime beginning of the year, around February, the first machine broke down and it was never repaired. So throughout the year, we were using only two machines, of which the laundry usually uses three machines. So the crisis level erupted here in November when all the machines ceased to function, and there was a total cut down of linen supply.
So the laundry actually has three machines?
Yes.
And right now we are sitting with how many working?
None working. Yes.
Okay. We do have a statement from the health ministry saying that they now have a service provider. Are you aware that there is a service provider that is now taken on the role of fixing these machines? How much are you being told about their plans to sort out the situation?
We also heard it for the first time on that statement that they issued. We have never had any engagement with them, redevelopment in relation to this, except the time when we were meeting to request the engagement with them, the complaints of the workers. After that, there's not been any update. So our last meeting with them was on Friday before we issued a media statement. Because we met on Friday with hospital management, we had an engagement, we realized that there are no answers and it doesn't look like there is planning action, and therefore we released a media statement over the weekend, of which they only released theirs, I think, on Monday. So that statement that was released That's the only communication we also had. We were hearing on that statement for the first time that there is a contractor that has been contracted, is coming to repair. Although in the engagement with management, we also heard that they have a plan to contract service providers, external service providers, to assist with washing in the meantime. I'm not sure how many have been contracted, but what I know is that there hasn't been any change in the production of clean linen in the operational level.
So in as much as you're told that there are now other service providers who are assisting with the laundry on the ground, nurses are saying they're not seeing that effect.
Yes.
Can you give us a sense of what actually happening? I mean, I saw your statement, and we're obviously reading bits and pieces of what it must be like. We're hearing that, you know, there's soiled linen that's now piling up on corridors. Give us a clearer sense of what's actually happening.
Since last week, there has been that soiled linen that is piling up. It was uncollected. It was on the entrances of the ward, in the corridors. It stayed over the weekend. We only saw people coming to collect that linen on Monday. Now the problem then with that linen is it's been there in the sun throughout the weekend, and on Sunday it was rain. Obviously, that linen is not going to be recovered. It's likely that it will be condemned. That is wasteful expenditure. But what is the general picture in the ward is that when you talk a linen of the patient, we are talking the pyjamas, night dresses, depending on what type of ward is that. Then we're talking about the sheets, blankets, and the bedspread, what we call counterpane. Now, none of those items are available. Now, what usually happens then when they say they deliver the linen, they will perhaps deliver a bag of towels. You can imagine when you don't have blankets and sheets, what are you going to do with the blanket, with the towel to the patient? In fact, that now you've got a large population of patients in the hospital who are using their own blankets. That is, those patients are the ones who have visitors or are the patients that reside within the vicinity of Soweto. They are able to call someone at home to bring the blanket, or the visitors will come with it on the following day. Now, the unfortunate part is the patient who doesn't have visitors, or a patient who's been transferred from afar. That patient then has nothing. If there are no blankets, that patient will sleep without blankets. Now, this has been going on then until nurses said, we are now having confrontations with the families because we don't have answers as nurses. When families are asking why my patient doesn't have linen, why my patient is lying on dirty linen sometimes, we don't have answers because we don't know what is happening. So that is generally the picture that has been going on now for some time. So you will have those confrontations between family members and nurses, and nurses don't have answers, and that families won't take it lightly. The other adverse part of it is sometimes the patients, then if you don't have hospital attire, those who are in their home own clothing, they are able to escape the hospital and leave and abscond without being noticed because there is no identification that says they are inpatient. Now, it then becomes the responsibility of the nurses to go look for that patient. If the patient cannot be found, the nurses must file a missing report. The worst thing that could happen is that a patient will die outside the hospital. You can imagine now the worst case scenario where a relative of a patient who left the patient under the care of nurses, and then you are told that patient was found lying somewhere else. So those were the dangers that nurses were raising to the union and saying, we need an intervention before we get to that part, because it looks like we are heading there. So it's a very bad, bad picture. That's why I'm characterizing it as a crisis.
I'm struck by the fact that you're saying there was a meeting on Friday. You had a conversation with hospital management, and at no point did they tell you what we are seeing on their statement. So they didn't give you a sense that there is a service provider that is actually now dealing with the machines, and that there are other service providers that are now taking on the role of what the laundromat. They didn't tell you any of that information. You saw that on the statement.
We saw that on the statement.
So when you had that meeting, what did they tell you was going to be the plan?
They said they have a solid plan in place.
That was it.
Then we wanted to know the details of that plan.
Mm.
They said now they are going to, the contractor will be contracted who will try to find the original parts of the machine and be able to repair it. So till that gave us an impression on Friday that the contractor is not yet appointed, and therefore there is no plan. That's why we issued the media statement, because we then, in the media statement, requested the MEC to intervene. The other thing that made us call upon the MEC, we discovered that there is no total ownership of the laundry, because hospital management is saying, this is not our problem. Laundry is a project of the provincial Department of Health.
Hmm.
And as a result, the Department of Health had appointed some time ago a deputy director that was supposed to manage the laundry. However, if then the laundry is supposed to function independently, the managerial structure is not complete, because they've got this deputy director. There are no assistant managers under him. The second level is supervisor. So you can tell that even the managerial structure of that laundry doesn't say the laundry can function on its own. But now the hospital management said, we go in to assist when there is a problem, because we are the ones who need the linen.
Mm.
So we will go in and assist when there is a problem, but sometimes the problems are beyond us. So what we are trying to find now is appointing the contractor that is going to fix the machine and all of that plan, of which it's not saying much on the crisis part, because when you have a crisis, you can't then rely on the future plans. There must be an interim thing. What are we supposed to do now? Because we have patients in the hospital. So you need linen as in yesterday.
So to be fair, the hospital management didn't have anything to tell you, because it's not there. It's not something that they would be responsible for.
That is exactly what came out through that meeting, that actually this is not our responsibility.
Mm. I so appreciate you giving us this background to the story. Thank you very much. And obviously, we'll put on, you know, we'll ask the questions and we'll see where this takes us. But thank you very much for making time for us. Danosa Johannesburg Regional Chairperson, Yandisa Zungula. DA Shadow MEC for Health in Gauteng is Jack Bloom, listening into that conversation. Thank you very much for making time for us, Mr. Bloom. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Good to be with you.
We hear again. Have you known about this problem?
Well, I issued a statement about this a full month ago, and it had already been a problem for a number of weeks. And at the time, you can find the statement. The department said that they were going to get, quote, infrastructure technicians to fix the laundries. Now, you know, I don't know why they had to use such a fancy term. I mean, how difficult can it be to fix a laundry? And that was a full month ago. So the fact is, everybody is passing the buck. Nothing was done 4 weeks ago when I raised the alarm. The situation is as bad as ever. In fact, I think it's worse, because, you know, we've got piles of rotting laundry there.
Mm.
And, you know, operations are being cancelled because, you know, there aren't clean theatre clothes. As you heard, you know, patients have to bring their own linen, and they don't even get, you know, hospital clothing. I mean, it's an absolute disaster. And as I said, everybody's passing the buck, and we don't have a CEO who was recently appointed irregularly, as I discovered. She's on supposed sick leave. From what I hear, she was hardly at the hospital anyway. And I mean, how can something like this be allowed to continue? Especially since, you know, I raised the alarm a full month ago. So here we are again, and they're making, you know, the usual promises. I mean, is it having any effect? This morning, the MEC for Health claimed there was sabotage. But, you know, quite frankly, I've been complaining about linen problems for 30 years, as long as I've been a spokesman for health for the DA and the Gauteng legislature. And I could never believe that hospitals could stop functioning because there's a lack of something as simple as clean linen. You see, what we've got is we've got 9 provincial laundries. At the moment, one of them, Dunswart, is trying to do the laundry at Barra, but they're not able to cope. There's a number of hospitals that have their own internal laundries. One of them is the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital. You know, there's not a problem with that, so long as you run it, you know, efficiently. But that's never been the case. These machines always break down. There seems to be terrible management there. And of course, I'm not even sure we need to have provincial laundries. As I said, they're very inefficiently run, and we've got private laundries. So look, the short-term solution, yeah, it's not a solution, but the short-term measure that you could is use private laundries to get rid of these mounds of rotting linen. I mean, that's actually what's the problem there now, and then fix these machines. And if you can't fix them, well, then I think you should allow hospital management to contract with private laundries. Private hospitals use private laundries. They work. I once did an estimate of the actual cost, and to me, from my estimate, the provincial laundries were about double the price of a private laundry. You know, private laundries run round the clock, but these provincial laundries, you know, don't have more than one shift. So I think the machinery continually breaks down. They do not manage it effectively, and now, as you've heard, everybody's passing the buck. I'm not responsible. This one's not responsible. It's pathetic. They promised a full month ago that they're going to fix it, and now it's still a mess. Patients are suffering. Operations are being cancelled. I think the infection risk has really shot up. I mean, this has now been, you know, when I raised the alarm a month ago, it had really been the situation for a couple of weeks. So it's close to 2 months that we've had a linen crisis at this hospital, and nobody at the Gauteng Health Department can tell you a clear plan to fix this up and get the hospital running again. And I just feel very sorry for the patients and the staff. I mean, it's not difficult to get clean laundry. It's not one of the most difficult things to do in a hospital. It should be the easiest one, and yet this department can't even do that. And I don't know. I despair sometimes, because this laundry issue has been going on as long as I've been in the Gauteng legislature.
So we've got Xolile who's on the line. Jack, I don't know if Xolile wants to comment and maybe direct it at you. Xolile, good evening and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I don't know. This is so depressing. How are you?
It is depressing in a sense that finally with the speaker, that the contingency plans were already there. But if we have to dig deep, who's got the tenders? I mean, like, the moment when COVID hit, you know what I say? One day you will make it. The moment when COVID hit, all the people were making masks or sanitizers are the richest people at the moment. We were able to get so much sanitizer that we were sick of it. Mm. And I understand that now, as good as KFC asking us for 2 rands to give sanitary pads to children in disadvantaged locations. But who's investigating all those cases? Because I'm saying, if they want to say linen, yeah, there's a lot of laundromat places that were given tenders, and somewhere goes tenders that didn't exist. So how can you not have a sanitary linen for people to wash? Obviously, if you give me the tender and I'm not pulling my weight.
All right. We've lost Xolile there. Jack, you know, I just want to confirm. So that the Barra laundromat would service Carltonville Hospital, Bekimlangeni Hospital, and 33 community healthcare centres in Soweto. I mean, emergency medical services as well, forensic pathology services as well. This is a crisis.
Well, it's been a crisis for quite some time. And, you know, the fact that it's been allowed to drag on shows that nobody wishes to take accountability. They're all blaming each other. And I think that's really the problem. You know, I released pictures a month ago of these mounds of linen, rotting linen by now. And, you know, as I said, the department promised they were going to do something. Well, they didn't. And so it's not just Chrisani Baragwanath Hospital that's suffering. It's more than that. And, you know, the other provincial laundry can't take the strain. And meanwhile, this mess continues. Look, to be honest, it's just a symptom of a far wider problem in the Gauteng Health Department. As we all know, it's notorious for corruption and inefficiency. Babita Diakaran was murdered because she tried to stop all these fishy transactions at the Tembisa Hospital. The SIU estimate of all these, you know, suspect purchases at the Tembisa Hospital is about R1 billion, and there were hundreds of fake companies. And, you know, we got the notorious skinny jeans that were allegedly purchased by the hospital. R1 billion at one hospital alone. That's the Tembisa Hospital over a 3-year period. Now, Chrisani Baragwanath Hospital is a far larger budget. The budget is over R4 billion. They've got 6,000 employees. And earlier this year, they got a new CEO who I've confirmed was irregularly appointed. There's a letter from the Auditor General to the MEC, which she denies. But according to the Auditor General, she didn't have the required master's degree. She didn't have the required 10-year senior management experience. And when I speak to staff at the Chrisani Baragwanath Hospital, they say that she's hardly ever there and she's really not good at all. So whilst the laundry is not the direct responsibility of the CEO, you know, any CEO with his or her salt would make sure that they bash the heads or whoever's responsible and got the laundry working or outsourced it somehow. There's things you can do. You know, I think it's wrong, in fact, that hospitals are forced to use provincial laundries. I think we need to see how efficient these laundries are, whether they're properly working, and, you know, if they're as bad as I think they are, then I think we should allow hospital CEOs to use private laundries, which are more efficient and more cost-effective. But that's the short-term solution to the crisis at Chrisani Baragwanath Hospital now. Just use private laundries while you fix the provincial laundries. I don't know why they're not doing it. But I think maybe it's because the department's frankly run out of money. Do you know what I think this is actually what's happening? Mm. The department announced about 2 months ago that they're freezing all staff hiring, right? And they're also freezing purchase of new equipment because they run out of money. Mm. Now, I also discovered that the department has a projected shortfall of R4.8 billion for the financial year that ends at the end of March. That means that they're going to run out of money at the beginning of March. They're just going to run out. So I think they're in a crisis because of poor financial management, and I suppose they just don't have the money to fix these machines. So it shows you how very poor management actually costs people's lives, because I think it's not just a matter of being inconvenient or uncomfortable for patients and staff at Barra. I think that if operations are cancelled and infection risk goes up, I think that this could lead to lives being lost. And yes, I think it's a symptom of the larger crisis. The department is running out of money because of all the, quite frankly, corruption and misspending and chaos that happens in that department. And the fact that they didn't appoint a tip-top CEO for our top hospital. Sure. You know, the fact that, in fact, the Auditor General said that 3 of the CEOs were irregularly appointed. It wasn't just Chrisani Baragwanath, it was Steve Biko and George McCauley. You know, their total budget for those 3 hospitals is more than R10 billion. Now, you know, if you can't appoint the best people, you know, I think they just appoint their buddies there, whoever will protect what's the funny things that go on at our hospitals. I think there's a scam at all our hospitals, and unfortunately, nothing's going to change in that department until we put the best people who can do the job, honest, competent people, and clean up. But if you don't do that, we get the disaster, an absolute disaster that we've got at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital. Well, you know, what is the department going to do to fix it up? I think we all need to know. But it's not a new problem. It's been in the public eye for a number of weeks now.
Yeah, it is quite depressing. Thank you very much for making time for us and maybe just clearing out and some of the things that we needed to hear from you. Thank you very much, DA Shadow MEC for Health, Jack Bloom there. Thank you very much, Jack.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.